You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. If you commit a misdemeanor in Michigan, the likely sentence is a fine and or jail time. But each Wednesday in the 36th District Court in Detroit, a different form of punishment gets handed out. That's because the Southwest Detroit Community Justice Center offers what's called a community court program. Tanya Phillips is the center's executive director, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And also here is Triana Rhodes. She recently went through the community court program and is here to share her experience. Welcome.
Thank you.
So let's start with a basic definition. What is a community court? How does it differ?
A community court really involves the judicial system and the community working together to solve complex issues. What community court does is provide an opportunity if you receive a ticket for a misdemeanor offense in the community. Like you mentioned earlier, instead of your traditional penalties of jail or high fines that a lot of folks can't afford, we're looking at a third option, and that's to give back to the community. Community court views community service as a form of restitution, acknowledging that, okay, everything wasn't perfect, but this is how we're going to remedy. This is how we're going to make things right, by giving back. We also have a case manager, and that's where we work one-on-one, and we just partner with everybody in our program. We're there to help with things like job placement, continuing your education, healthcare counseling. And after people have gone through the program successfully, like Triana, we're there afterwards. So you have that long-lasting partnership. And this model has been shown when you look at the person, as a human being, not just a number, not just a statistic, not just an incident, then crime actually goes down, safety increases, and the overall quality of our life in our communities improve. In a nutshell, that's community court. It's about
community.
So I want
to talk about where it came from, but let me ask Triana, because I'm curious. You've gone through the program. Why did you opt to participate in it?
Well, because it helped me, you know, be able to accomplish different other things other than just the community service. I was able to get help with, you know, paying off my tickets or, you know, different things I needed for my babies or any other thing, you know, gas, anything I needed extra, household items, furniture. So that's why I was, you know.
Can I ask what your community service was?
I was at a hockey rink, and I helped the kids skate and clean up and serve the hot chocolate.
How was that experience?
Yeah, it was great. It was great because I got to meet a different culture of people and, you know, try to learn Spanish and everything like that. Yep.
Tanya, how typical is an experience like that?
It's very typical. I mean, we are amazed. I continue to be amazed at how rich this experience is. And that's part of the model, that you're, again, not being isolated. You're being integrated into the community in a positive way. Triana, speaking of Clark Park, which is one of the gems of Southwest Detroit, a nonprofit park facility. So we work together, we partner and get things done. And oftentimes, even when the program has ended, people continue to volunteer to stay engaged, and those partnerships and relationships and that support system last a lifetime.
When and where did this idea of a community court come about? Is this unique to Detroit, or do we see this other places?
Both. It's a national model, and it's currently unique to Detroit. So we're the first community court program in Detroit. But community courts are all across the nation, even all across the world. The first community courts began in New York with the Midtown Community Court and Red Hook Community Justice Center, and they've been spreading everywhere since.
How do you measure the court's success?
We measure quantitative and qualitative success. We do look at completion rates as a measure of success, and we average 90% completion rates in terms of complying with the court's orders, which is a big deal. So you not only have a stick, we have a carrot approach. So you're not only doing your community service and getting help from the community and from us as an agency, at the end of the day, most tickets are dismissed too. So you're walking away with a second chance and a clean slate. And that's important to the larger scheme of issues in society. You don't want to have anyone, you don't want to have Triana or any of our participants carry the burden of a criminal record with them along the way if that's not necessary.
So Triana sounds like a model example.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about the challenges just for a second. I'm sure not everybody is suited for this. Have you had problems, or can you tell me about the challenges?
Well, you know, we've been very, very fortunate. We haven't had a lot of challenges, but there are some classes of cases that we cannot take by law. So, for example, drunk driving can be a misdemeanor offense or it can be a felony offense. But as a misdemeanor, there are different statutory requirements and triggers for that offense, so they would not be able to participate in community court. And as I said, we haven't had too many challenges. We've been very fortunate. I would say maybe the most typical challenge, if you call it that, is just being able to work with people's work schedules, you know, particularly with seasonal work. And how we've adjusted to that is that we do community service almost 7 days a week, pretty much. So we try our best to have slots available for everyone. We have your traditional Monday through Friday, but we recognize some people work afternoons, some people work evenings. You know, there's childcare issues. So we also have things available on Saturdays, on Sundays, and afternoons and evenings. We do our best to create an environment of success. And when you create an environment where people can succeed, where you make it easy, where the system is not trying to push against you, then people do succeed.
Triana, Tanya's been talking about this idea of isolation because, you know, you're just another docket number and just another thing to get through the regular court versus this idea of you being engaged with the community. And I'm wondering, do you feel more connected with the community because of this service that you've done?
Yes, I feel very comfortable going to different, you know, events like that. Now I'm more, you know, engaged in it because I experienced, you know, firsthand how it goes and what we're able to do and different things that's given to us when we do complete whatever it is that we need to.
I only have one more question. Where's the future of this? Will we see this in more cities, or are we seeing it in more cities in Michigan?
Well, I think the future is bright for community court. We want to expand our model more in the city of Detroit. I believe there are some efforts going on in Kalamazoo. I know there's a street outreach court here in Ann Arbor. So the restorative justice model or other, sometimes it's also referenced as a problem-solving model. I think that's the wave of the future in terms of how cases are going to be handled.
We've been talking to Tanya Phillips with the Southwest Detroit Community Justice Center and Triana Rhodes. We've been talking about the community court program that Tanya heads up and Triana just went through. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.